Hey, John and Tammy.
Good morning, Drew Baldridge.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing great, and I just want to say thank you because you were the best wedding gift I could ever give anyone.
Wow. How's that for an opener?
I like it.
When my friends Jordan and Kristen were getting married, you were in town, and I asked you, could I talk you into coming out and playing at a wedding? He's my husband's best friend. He's our best neighbor, and you said you'd do it. It was fabulous.
I remember. It was a beautiful wedding.
Drew, did she at least feed you?
Yeah, I got some food out of the deal. Yeah.
He enjoyed the wedding.
Drew, Tam and I were reminiscing about, it wasn't the last time I think we saw you, but when we were in that crazy, messed up time of the pandemic when you did that drive-through graduation with us and just how, this might freak you out, I hope it doesn't, how proud we are of you, how hard you have been working and what you've accomplished. Was she somebody's daughter? I mean, dude, this is not a common story in the very, very difficult to navigate music business, but you've done it.
Well, thank you guys. And I've been, you know, I've known you guys for years, all the way back, like you said, pandemic, we had this song called Senior Year, and we went around the country and we sang graduations and played for kids and drive-through, special drive-through graduations. And we did one out there in the Southern California area. Y'all came out to it too. It was really special. And you guys have just always made me feel a part of the Kason family. And even when I wasn't, even when I didn't have songs on the radio, you guys always accepted me and allowed me to come and be a part of y'all's, you know, station in a special way. And that has always meant a lot to me, and it's something I'll never forget.
Thank you.
So being on this station and talking to y'all about a number one song or a top five song right now, I just can't believe it. And I'm just, like you said, I've been working so hard. I've been in Nashville for 13 years chasing a dream and had to, you know, a record deal and lost that record deal and had to create my own to even get here, which is crazy to think that we started our own record company last year and sent this song, She's Somebody's Daughter, to radio by ourselves. And now here we are.
When it goes number one, which it will, you'll have made music history, okay? I want to paraphrase the movie The Social Network when Justin Timberlake playing the dude from Napster says, you know what's better than a million? A billion. Dude, you have over a billion streams. I mean, can you even wrap your mind around how many streams that is?
I can't, man. And somebody, one of my team started running numbers the other day, and they said, man, you're well over a billion on TikTok and streams combined. And I was just like, what? And I'm like, yeah, over a billion. And I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. Just, and I think what's special, too, even more special, is that this song, it's a great message. You know, it's about treating women right, knowing their worth, and knowing that we've reached a billion people, that message of knowing their worth, being respectful to women. And that just what really excites me is knowing that we have a song that's reaching a lot of people, but it also has this great meaning, this great message behind it. And I just feel really blessed that I got to be the one to write it. And I just really, I wrote it about my wife after meeting her dad and wanting to treat her right. And it's kind of a message to me to don't be a screw up. You know, if you break her heart, you're breaking her mom and daddy's heart too. And it's a song that she danced to on our wedding night. And then the next week I posted about it on TikTok and just said, hey, this is a song I wrote for my wife. If you guys like it, I'll put it out. And it got 10 million views in a night almost.
Good Lord.
Insane.
And woke up the next day, thought we were going to get a call from every record label in Nashville. We're trending on Shazam all around the world, and we don't. We don't get any really label calls. And if we do, I try to call them back, and they would just not return my calls. And like, well, screw it. I'll do it my friggin' self. And so that's what we did. And now here we are with a top five single. And somebody was saying the other day, if you do this, if you go number one in the history of country music to independently get their first number one, it's never happened.
And, you know, no one worked harder than you. No one. And we specifically said to you, gosh, I mean, you, when you were out on your own and you're doing these drive-by graduations and you're doing these backyard parties.
Crashing on couches.
You were just making, you were not going to accept no for an answer. And we couldn't be more thrilled for you.
It really is inspiring, man. I hope you know that.
Well, thank you guys. And like I said, you guys have been there through all the craziness of not giving up, and you guys never gave up on me, and now here we are talking about a possibility of a number one. It's really mind-blowing, and I just can't say thank you all enough for having me.
Well, we're going to see you in September, and we're going to make you work, and we're going
to... I'm used to that.
Damn right you are. And we're gonna raise a glass and cheers to you and to not giving up on your dream, no matter how many people tell you that you can't do it. You're a walking, talking, breathing example of, screw you, I can do whatever I want to do if I put my mind to it, and that's really...
Let's go!
And very inspiring, yeah. Bro.
You're our gold medalist for sure.
There you go. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you all. And I'm looking forward to the 15th. We're surprised, we're playing at somebody's wedding, right?
Yes, we are.
I love it.
It'll be a remake of ours from 2020 when I did the wedding and you sang. We're going to make you do the same thing again.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for having me. But I love you guys, and I cannot wait to see y'all next month.
Yeah, we'll have a longer conversation then, Drew. Don't work too hard.
Ha, ha, ha. Thanks, guys.
Right. Bye, honey.
Bye. All right, bye.